Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? And outside of football, what are some of your interests?
Mike Hughes from New Bern, North Carolina, small town. What I like to do off the field is spend time with family. I like to fish a little bit. Mm-hmm. I heard about some what is it?
10,000 lakes?
Yeah.
We got a lot of them.
So, hopefully I get a chance to get over there and do some fishing. But other than that, like I said, I just like to, relax with my family a little bit and just get off my feet when I can.
Outside of the NFL or outside of football, do you like any pro sports? You into the NBA or what?
I'm not really an NBA guy. Mm-hmm. I root for LeBron.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a team or anything like that.
Yeah, this also is known as the state of hockey. The local hockey team is the Minnesota Wild. Have you ever been on skates? And if you had a chance to play some hockey, how would it work out?
I've been on skates, but not ice skates. I think that's a big difference. If I got a chance to do it, I don't think it would look pretty. So,
did you ever come across any receivers who think they put you on skates? So you were like trying to back skate and they were trying to get by you, or did you win all the battles?
I would like to say I won all the battles, but if you ask a receiver, they would think otherwise. So.
What was the first round like for you? Did you think you'd go higher than 30?
Just being able to, get drafted is a blessing for me and my family. This has been a lifelong dream for me. So, to get drafted in the first round is definitely a blessing, but, regardless of where I got drafted, I'm just trying to, embrace the moment. I'm just ready to get to work.
Does it matter to you where you were drafted? Like Josh Rosen got taken by the Arizona Cardinals and he seemed to be offended, quoted saying, "All right, well, there are 9 teams in front of me that now are going to have to pay as they watch me play the rest of my career." I'm not expecting you to say something like that, but did you think there would be a team in the teens or the 20s or the top 10 or whatever who might take you?
Well, it's a million guys who would like to be in my spot. So, like I said, I'm just blessed to, be able to be drafted in the NFL period. So, I'm pretty satisfied where I got drafted at, and I'm just ready to get to work.
With that Central Florida season last year and the opportunity to not compete for the national championship game, we would read a lot about it from afar. But, what was it like there? Did everybody legitimately feel slighted?
Yeah, we definitely felt a lot of disrespect. We felt like we've done enough this year to prove that we were able to compete in the playoffs. And obviously they didn't give us a chance. So, once we went undefeated, we claimed national champs right away. So, whether guys respected it or didn't, we felt like we had to make that claim.
Mike Hughes, new cornerback for the Minnesota Vikings, is on our draft coverage this Friday evening. He was the 30th overall selection in the first round of the 2018 NFL draft last night. How do you play? For those who haven't watched you play much, how do you play? How do you prefer to play?
I'm a guy who likes to use technique a lot, very versatile. I can return the ball. I can play corner. I feel like I can play inside, wherever the coach needs me to play. I feel like I can bring the spark wherever I get in on the field. So.
Now, what's your determination on the difference from playing corner outside as to playing nickel and playing inside?
It's not much different to me. It's maybe a few technique things that I would have to change up, but, other than just playing to my technique and, guarding number one receivers or just guarding receivers, period, it's not, nothing really too different.
In watching some of your highlights from your days at Central Florida, specifically some of these punt returns, do you feel high-level punt returning is like a natural gift? Obviously, you need the 10 in front of you to do what they're supposed to do, but then you get it and you got just a little peek. You got to put the pedal to the metal, then you got to hit the right areas. I mean, it's not as easy as I just made it sound.
Yeah, it's definitely. I feel like it's a natural ability for me, but it definitely takes a lot of hard work. Guys that only see what happens on game day and doesn't see what happens throughout the week during practice. It definitely takes a lot of work, but it's a special moment being at punt return. Everybody knows who the ball is going to, so being able to have the courage to go back there, catch the ball while 10 guys are trying to hit you, it takes some courage. But I think it's something that I do well.
Mike, the Vikings met with you three times before you were drafted 30, twice at the combine, once at the top 30 dinner. When, you know, it's my recollection over a decade and change, when a team meets with somebody that much, they obviously want to talk out some things, but they really, really want to get to know you. After the Vikings met with you that frequently, did you kind of have a gut feeling that you were going to end up here?
To be honest, I didn't have a clue. But like I said, it's a blessing to be here. I'm glad to be a Viking, and I'm ready to get to work.
Do you know anybody on the team?
Latavius Murray, obviously he played at UCF.
Yeah.
I ran into him at a game. Actually, he came to the USF game when I scored a game-winning touchdown. So
sweet.
That was a special moment for me to meet him.
Speaking of Central Florida football, there was a tight end on the team named Jordan Akins, who, I don't know, could be drafted this evening, could be drafted this weekend, 25-year-old tight end. What do you remember about his game?
He's very athletic. Obviously, he's a tight end, but he plays like a receiver.
Yeah.
He's a guy that can – he could block very well, also runs great routes. But, you know, I'm so happy for the guys that are coming out. You know, hopefully I'll hear their name called in the next couple of days, and hopefully, you know, some of them will become a Viking. That'll be exciting.
If the man who drafted you, Rick Spielman, was interested in a field-stretching type tight end, do you feel comfortable enough at this stage, you're a first-round pick, to go up to the GM and say, hey, Rick, consider Jordan Akins, get a couple of UCF guys here?
I'm not sure. I'll let him make that call. But like I said, if they're able to come here, it'll be a great feeling.
Last one. I put the Vikings 2018 schedule in front of you before we did this interview, and it's the first time you've seen the schedule. All right, so, you know, you got Denver to begin the preseason, Case Keenum and the Denver Broncos maybe for a series. Then you begin the season at home, U.S. Bank Stadium, with Jimmy Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers, and it goes all the way through somebody you know very well, Mitch Trubisky, and the Chicago Bears. When you first saw the schedule, what did you think? And B, Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky from your days back in North Carolina, how well do you know him?
Well, to start off, the schedule looks pretty tough. Obviously, some great quarterbacks, some who will be Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I'm just excited to be able to compete with those guys on the same field. Like I said, it's something I dreamed about growing up. And you know, to answer your other question, I know Mitch pretty well. I met him when I was 18 years old as a freshman. We had a couple encounters in practice. I'm not going to go into detail about that.
Got you.
But, I'm excited to go up against him. I know a little bit about him and how he likes to throw the ball and where he wants to get his receivers the ball. So that'll be exciting going up against him.
So you see that thing, man, and it's Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Russell Wilson and Drew Brees and Jared Goff. I mean, you look at that and it's like, holy cow, welcome to the NFL, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm excited to be on the same field as those guys. You know, obviously we had the number one defense last year, so I'm ready to, you know, make an impact, you know, where I can fit in. So I'm ready to get to work.
My man, thank you very much.
Sir, no problem.
Appreciate you very much.
Yeah, no problem.